In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There are two rather interesting things in today's Gospel. The first of which is that there was a plot to kill not only our Lord, but to kill Lazarus. Just imagine that. You have a man who was raised from the dead. But because he was raised from the dead, people were believing in someone you didn't like. So what is your solution? Kill him. That tells you a lot about the chief priests and the hardness of their hearts. Then we learn a lot about the character of Lazarus, or not Lazarus rather, but of Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot sees Mary doing a beautiful act, which no doubt the Holy Spirit had inspired because it foretold our Lord's burial. A beautiful act of gratitude and of worship and praise. Our Lord had raised her brother Lazarus from the dead, and so she anoints his feet with oil and dries them with her hair. What is Judas's response to this? Hey, this could have been sold for money. Whenever I hear about people complaining about spending money on building churches or getting decent vestments and things like that, I always think about these words and remember that as Catholics, we don't either help the poor or buy appropriate things for the worship of God. We do both. But besides that, Judas didn't really care about the poor. He was a thief. And so we learn more about the character of the one who would betray Jesus, the one whom it was said by our Lord, it would be better for him had he never been born. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.